Monday, the 30th of August, 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. Riley McCollum wasn't even a year old when the 9/11 attacks happened. But from the age of four, he knew one thing for certain. When he grew up, he was going to be a Marine. As a matter of fact, he signed up the day that he turned 18. Last April, he got married. His wife, Gigi, is due with their child in just 2 weeks. But that child will grow up never knowing his or her father, because tragically, last Thursday, Riley McCollum became the latest human sacrifice on the altar of our Washington elite's disastrous failed war in Afghanistan. Over a dozen fine young Americans are coming home in boxes after that suicide attack at the Kabul airport. Of those that we know of, 11 were Marines, one was an Army sergeant, one a Naval corpsman. But four of them were less than 1 year old when those 9/11 attacks happened. I mean, we have a duty as Americans to ask, what did these brave men and women die for exactly? And the disturbing and horrifying answer seems to be that they died for nothing. Actually, scratch that. They died for the benefit of a corrupt, broken, cowardly ruling class that sent others off to die for a mission that they would never fight for themselves. For 20 years, our leaders spent $300 million a day on that Afghan war. They built fake schools that were turned into Taliban bomb factories. They ordered our soldiers to turn a blind eye while our warlord allies raped young boys. They lectured Pashtun tribesmen on the importance of gender equality and postmodern art. They told the American people that we were paying to build a functional Afghan army and police force, and after tens of billions of dollars spent, after two decades, both of them collapsed in just 1 week. They shipped in billions of dollars of vehicles, weapons, equipment, supplies, only to abandon them and then to be captured and now in possession of the Taliban. Afghanistan is actually a worse calamity than Vietnam. America had a strategy in Vietnam. We might have actually won there and nearly did, but there was never a strategy in Afghanistan. Just keep the war going, keep the money flowing, and keep the soldiers dying for as long as possible. And now, with the war almost over, the warmonger class, they're not having that. They can't have that. They have to keep this war going. In 2017, Ilhan Omar accused American troops of massacring thousands of innocent Somalis during a humanitarian intervention in her home country in 1993. She despises our armed forces. Let me be clear. Ilhan Omar hates the people who volunteer for our military. But in a CNN op-ed just last Friday, Ilhan Omar demanded that U.S. troops hold the Kabul airport indefinitely at enormous personal risk until, get this, we evacuate every single Afghan citizen who wants out. No questions asked. This is the cause that our troops are fighting for right now. To bring more future Ilhan Omars into this country who will then be taught in our own schools to despise the country that welcomed them. Now on Fox News, no doubt, they'll want to put all the focus on Joe Biden and the disastrous withdrawal. And we'll certainly give no quarter to the so-called president's handling of that. But this crisis, you must understand, is so much bigger than Trader Joe. So much bigger than the Democrat Party. Last fall, Representative Liz Cheney tried to block President Trump from withdrawing U.S. troops. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell trashed Trump's plan to end the war. He said it would endanger the progress we had made. What progress? There was no progress, just more men and women coming back in coffins. But that's the recurring trend that we've seen from our leaders for years on end now. Our successful war in Iraq killed more than 4,000 Americans. It removed no weapons of mass destruction and in turn created an unstable, violent mess of a democracy whose ruling parties are sympathetic to Iran. Our intervention in Libya, it led to four Americans dead in Benghazi while the country became a war-torn calamity. So for our leadership, there is no tragedy when American soldiers die. That's the reality. The only tragedy is when they stop dying. Someone that knows all about how America's military adventures have gone astray is Jerome Bell, retired Navy Chief Petty Officer and General Flynn endorsed America First U.S. congressional candidate. He joins us now. Chief Bell, thank you for your service and thank you so much for being here.
Stu, thanks for having me. Hey, first of all, Ilhan Omar should never be in Congress of the United States. She's only concerned about Muslims from Afghanistan. What about these American citizens that she's supposed to represent? She's the most disrespectful refugee ever in America. She needs to be expelled from Congress immediately. But I'm going to take that a step further. Any Congress representative that has dual citizenship to any other country, their citizenship, they need to be expelled too, because their citizenship should be only the allegiance to the United States. Stu, This entire debacle in Afghanistan was done on purpose. And those people in Biden's cabinet are not that stupid. But what they are, though, they're neocons, warmongers, and military industrial complex stockholders. They need war to make money, Stu. We were not at war through Trump's 4 years. He cost them billions of dollars. So how do they get Americans to buy off on going back to war and sending our men and women back into combat to risk their lives? They create crises that piss off Americans. And the best way to do that is how they sacrifice Americans, even though they knew it was coming well in advance, Stu. All of these events sacrificed Americans. Let me start. Pearl Harbor, we knew about in advance. Vietnam, Gulf of Tonkin, false flag. 9/11, they knew about 9/11 so far in advance that zero Israelis went to work that day. None died. But now we're back here in Afghanistan and they're sacrificing Americans in Afghanistan and Americans are pissed off. We got ISIS-K, another CIA boogeyman. So you heard Joe Biden say it in his last news conference. Okay, Stu, the Biden admin and cabinet are complicit in the murder of 13 U.S. servicemen and women and hundreds of Afghans. They even provided the Taliban with names of Americans and Afghan allies to evacuate. They need to go to prison. President George Washington warned us about getting involved in foreign entanglements, and President Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex. And Stu, this is a travesty. And they are going to try to take us back to war because this is what they need. They understand that, you know, that the American people, we love America and we love our American citizens. And the biggest thing that we come together on is when Americans die. And they understand this. And I believe, Stu, it was done on purpose.
Gosh, I agree. You are so right about upsetting Americans to the point where they support a war that they know nothing about, that we have no business being involved with, and then this nation-building phenomenon. Quick question here. Are you concerned that some of these higher-ups, the chair of the Joint Chiefs, you know, higher-ups military command are not talking resignation? Nobody's calling for their resignation. Why is nobody stepping down over this? I mean, this is the most unprecedented disaster we've ever seen in recent military history.
You know, I'm very concerned, and I'm very concerned that the RNC or some of these Republicans are not calling for resignations across the board, Stu. General Milley should have to go. You got Blinken should have to go. Anybody at the State Department that's calling these shots should have to go. Biden definitely will have to go. This entire admin is an embarrassment on the world stage to the American people, and I'm astounded that none of these people are being called, that the resignation for these people are not being called for because they botched this. And they always go back to President Trump. It was President Trump's plan. Well, you know what? President Trump's plan was laid out with conditions to the Afghan Taliban or whatever. And basically President Trump told them, you know, if you don't do these, then we'll stay here and we'll continue to kill you. But President Trump's plan was to get the American citizens out first. Okay. That was number one. That has to be number one. Before we even pull out any military equipment or any military personnel, we have to get out the American citizens. And Stu, they're leaving American citizens behind enemy lines. And they're trying to say, if you notice in their talking points, they try to say, if those that want to leave, they started referencing that, we're going to get out those that want to leave. Like any Americans really want to stay in Afghanistan. All Americans want to leave Afghanistan, and they're going to leave thousands of them behind, Stu. And I believe they need to be brought up on war crimes and arrested and jailed.
Chief Bell, 27-year veteran of the U.S. Navy, now running for Congress, doing the most patriotic thing I think that you can do, America First candidate. You're endorsed by General Flynn. Virginia needs you. The United States needs you. That's one of the key districts in next year's election, voted for Donald Trump in 16, stolen by Biden in 2020. And that's the kind of district that we need to win back to reclaim our country, in my opinion. And we wish you the best of luck. God is with you. You don't need luck. Jerome Bell, thank you so much. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Stu. Thanks for having me again. Appreciate it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial right now. Retailers have canceled MyPillow, and to thank you for your support, I'm going to pass the savings directly on to you.
For a limited time, Mike is offering his queen-size premium MyPillow for just $29.98. Just go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STU or call 800-262-2403 and be sure to use promo code STU.
Well, Americans are being illegally coerced to take medicine. That's a fact. That's happening here in the land of the free. From 100% of the military, millions of healthcare workers, by the way, propped up early last year as heroes, now being told they can kick rocks. Airline pilots, cops, firefighters, are you seeing the trend here? The so-called servants to the public are now being targeted, and every key area of so-called essential workers are now being subjected to tyranny at the hands of unchecked communist overlords with this newly found authority to force you into an ineffective and in many cases dangerous face muzzle, transforming what we're used to seeing as liberty-loving socialites into an almost mirror image of a burqa-ridden, extremist, militant-run Muslim way of life. Cover your face. Stay away from your families. Cancel your gatherings. Forget about your holidays and take this shot. The safety and effectiveness of the injection is never a part of the conversation, and anyone that questions the ingredients or has noticed the historically record-smashing injuries and deaths is the new right-wing conspiracy theorist, right-wing radical extremist terrorist on the DHS list, right? Recently released in order to scare you into submission. Just be quiet. Just get injected. It's scary to be forced into doing something, even more so when the results could kill you, kill your family. But we are going to keep asking the question, what's in these shots? Why can't we know? Why hasn't Pfizer had a press conference since this fake FDA approval was set up as a furtherance of lies for the CNN propaganda machine? Maybe it's because you're not supposed to know. One doctor, an apparent expert in the field of microscopy, says that he's examined these shots, and if what he's saying is accurate, we now definitively know why it's a big secret. Dr. Jane Ruby is an expert pharmaceutical researcher and a Stu Peters Show contributor. She joins us now.
Stu, it's another bombshell. Look, I've reported on several experts' examinations of the COVID-19 vaccine contents, and the reason this is such a hot topic is because these companies have failed over and over again to reveal everything that's in them. In the first revelation, you know, we saw from La Quinta Columna, remember, they showed visual evidence of the toxic graphene oxide. And since then, we've had reports from foreign matter, like metals, and we've seen visually damaged red blood cells from the UK, from Germany. And now we have a stunning set of results from an expert in microscopy, Dr. Robert Young, who has advised that he has examined the contents, multiple vials of the contents from all four companies. That would be Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, and AstraZeneca. Now, for those people who are interested in the technology of this kind of thing, this doctor was very, very thorough. He used a regular microscope, which you would call optical microscopy. He used bright field and phase, pH phase contrast microscopy, dark field, which we have shown evidence from other doctors here on the show. He used UV absorbance and fluorescence spectroscopy. He used a number of different electron microscopes, not just one, but different types of them, believe it or not. And he also used nuclear magnetic resonance, like MRI type approach to this. What Dr. Young did also was he used validated testing, and he followed the manufacturer's instructions for preparing single doses to get ready for these analyses. And he lays out on his website, which I will provide to you so you can attach it to this interview on your website. He lays out in detail the methodology, and he says specifically so that others can replicate it. That's a good scientist. Now, here we're going to start with, I've provided you with some photos that we've got to go over. Really critical. Let's take a look at photo one, because photo one represents, according to Dr. Young, his analysis on the Pfizer vials that he looked at. He verified the presence in multiple vials of graphene oxide. But Stu, one of the shocking things he was able to prove, and you'll see them in a subsequent picture, is parasites and numerous different types of metals. I'm not talking about like tiny little amounts, but aggregates of different types of metals. Photo one, as our first photo, shows Pfizer's lipid nanoparticle that we've talked about so many times. These two little white dots are there at the nano level. Remember, you could never see this with the naked eye. Two of the lipid nanoparticle transporters that are carrying the mRNA. It's truly science fiction and very chilling. We're going to look now at photo two. This is also from the Pfizer vial. And what you're seeing here in photo two is a cluster of graphene oxide. Again, still at the nano level of microscopy. Now, we're going to move on to the Moderna vaccine. What Dr. Robert Young, what he found was that it was a conglomeration of a carbon-based reduced graphene oxide substrate. And he said that a lot of the nanoparticles were embedded in that. And that aligns with what we've heard about before in terms of the technology, what Chemicell sells, remember, that is embedded into a graphene sheet. And so he also said that those nanoparticles were composed of carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, aluminum, copper, iron, and chlorine. You may say, well, some of those elements are, you know, they're pretty basic, and we know we already have some of those in our systems. We don't know what the combination in a metallic, you know, a composition means chemically for our bodies. Moving on, photo three is, again, another Moderna vaccine analysis. And what he's showing here is the metal debris in the material. This is the material after being diluted properly for a single dose injection into a human being. This is what is in there. Now, I want to show you photo four is probably one of the most stunning. And there are several of these on his website. Photo four shows a single parasite in the Pfizer material. This was incredibly shocking to me. This is, I've discussed it with some of the America's frontline doctors. These photos of parasites in this material, there is no therapeutic use for injecting people with parasites.
What is the use for injecting somebody with a parasite?
I don't believe there is any. And in fact, Dr. Young was able to identify in the Pfizer material the type of parasite. I'll let him, hopefully he'll be on your show soon. I'll let him talk about the names and the types of parasites. But the one that he cited in this particular picture is something that is lethal to humans. Now, I don't know if that's varying depending on the amount of the parasites, what it's injected in, how often it's injected. We're going to have to go to him for that more specific information. So moving on to photo five, I wanted to show you from his report that these particles you're seeing in photo five are composed of stainless steel. This is his findings, stainless steel, and that are glued together. This is, quote, Stu, stainless steel glued together with a carbon-based glue of reduced graphene oxide. And this one is from the J&J vial specifically. And he goes on to say, this aggregate is highly magnetic and can trigger pathological blood coagulation. Right? These are not disclosed anywhere. I don't even know if all of this is disclosed in the patents that Karen Kingston was able to review and show on your show. But the bottom line, Stu, is that there's countless foreign bodies in these vials, and in all of these vials, in multiple vials from all four companies. And Dr. Young tells us that he is bringing his findings forward. This is all new. It's groundbreaking. And I also have other sources that tell me there are countless doctors right now that have contacted certain attorneys and attorney groups. And this is going to be replicated and corroborated over and over again.
So definitively, he is saying, Dr. Young, yep, graphene oxide is in here. Okay, so now this is like multiple times that experts, microscopy, doctors, examiners, scientists have said, yes, graphene oxide is in here. Okay. Now we're finding a parasite, a lethal parasite, all kinds of different metals, including stainless steel glued to other things. I mean, this sounds like an intentionally manufactured cocktail of lethal ingredients being injected forcefully into people in certain places, coerced in other places, people losing their jobs if they don't get this thing, and they want to lower the age group to 5 years old to inject as many kids with this thing as possible. In Australia, led 24,000 people, kids, unaccompanied by parents or adults, into a former sports arena, now turned into the modern day ovens, to inject these kids, multiple of which we have unconfirmed reports are dead. Parents are coming forward. People are really upset about this, understandably. Would you suspect that there would be any medical reason, any justifiable medical benefit to a cocktail made up of these ingredients?
No. In my medical opinion, I can't see any therapeutic use for it. And what's worse, Stu, is that in addition to that, you have no informed consent. If a human being wants to inject themselves with stainless steel, I mean, you know, ultimately that's their right
sure.
to do that.
Yeah, by all means. Hey, you want some parasites? You want some graphene? Come on over. That's what's in here. If you want it, just got to let you know that is what you are sitting down, rolling up your sleeve for and having injected into your body.
There's no disclosure. There's no informed consent consideration provided to the people that are being forced to take this to
and
save their jobs.
Their consideration means nothing anymore. They're not even a part of considering, in many cases, whether or not they are given the choice to take this. They are just being told, take it or be out of a job. Take it or be court-martialed in the military. Go to jail. Go to the brig if you don't take this thing. That is insane. And there are reports that people are, you know, speculating that forced injections are coming, track you down, find some technology to find you, know whether or not you've been injected. And with those ingredients that you're mentioning, graphene oxide, metals, stainless steel, parasites, for crying out loud, it would be really easy to run somebody through a scanner to determine whether or not they have been inoculated. There will be no fake ID here, no fake passports. Horrific stuff. Tremendous,
sure.
Tremendous findings. Thank you for bringing it to us. Dr. Jane Ruby, we appreciate you being here.
You bet. Thank you.
Well, I can't speak for you, and I don't speak on behalf of any Americans, but I will tell you that as for me, Stu Peters, I will not be physically fighting, tripping over anybody to get to the front of the line, sit down, roll my sleeve up, and be injected with stainless steel, graphene oxide, and lethal parasites. We'll see if we can get a hold of Dr. Young, get him on the program. I want to remind you about our great friends over at Step On Socks. When you do business with steponsocks.com, you're doing business with Patriots. I have come to know them. These are USDA choice, 100% thoroughbred Patriots. These are Patriot design, red, white, and blue, all cotton socks. Great idea. By the way, the names of the globalists you would love to step on, Biden, Obama, Clinton, Fauci, Gates, Pelosi, their names written right on the bottom of the classic version. The Trader Joe is available. There are new versions of Step On Socks available that you have not seen yet. You got to get over there and see them. They haven't. I haven't even gotten them yet. They're available for sale. My order is being shipped. They should be here any day now. Really speedy shipping as well. The Trust in God sock is my favorite. That's available. If you like silver, you can buy silver at steponsocks.com as well as Second Amendment flags. What's happening in Australia would be happening here if it wasn't for our second. Fly the flag proud. Go to steponsocks.com. Big discounts when you mention Stu Peters at steponsocks.com. So thanks to Afghanistan, the press is once again ignoring the reality at the U.S. border. But of course, that doesn't mean the catastrophe there has stopped. 200,000 people arrived at the border in July alone. Tens or hundreds of thousands more will arrive this month. It's almost certain that more illegal immigrants will enter America this year than any other year on record in history. Of course, those illegals being found at the border, 50% of them are taken into custody until their case can be adjudicated. In other words, they're simply being let into America. Their cases take years to resolve. If they skip their hearings, nobody hunts them down to deport them. ICE will take no action. In the vast majority of cases, they will be here forever. The Biden administration wants these illegals to come here. Left-wing cities love to give them sanctuary. States are banned from doing anything on their own to enforce this country's immigration laws. They just have to shut up and hand out taxpayer money to support them forever. This border crisis is not an accident or an act of God. It was planned. In 2020, border crossings were minimal thanks to President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy and other enforcement efforts. President Biden threw all of that away and created the crisis that we see now. We see things like that all over the place. Last year, murder rates, for example, went up 25% nationwide. Why? Well, because in our most dangerous cities, leaders choose not to enforce the law. They ordered police to stand down while rioters ran wild all summer long after the overdose death of a career criminal home-invading thug. They pressured cops to scale back everyday enforcement efforts, allowing armed gang members to move around with impunity. Instead of making sure police are well-trained and effective, they've been driving competent police away and then replacing them in turn with people who will enforce mask mandates and always use the right transgender pronouns, but won't be so zealous about saving you from that armed gunman. So why are cities filled with homeless encampments? Well, because city leaders want there to be homeless encampments. If they wanted them to disappear, they would. Instead, they let garbage pile up and they let the mentally ill harass ordinary citizens like you and your family every day with impunity. Critical race theory is flooding our children's schools. Last year, President Trump issued an executive order banning that sort of racist poison from any school or any company receiving federal funds. President Biden comes along and repeals that order, making sure the poison continues to flow. And of course, in Afghanistan, over a dozen troops are dead, fighting to secure the right of 100,000 or more Afghans to come to America to live on the public dole forever. So what does this all tell you? Well, for one, elections have consequences. Your country is being overrun, bankrupted, shot up, and humiliated because of decisions made by the Biden administration. If you believe the official vote totals, Joe Biden was only elected by just 81,139 votes. 35,453 in Nevada, 20,546 in Wisconsin, 14,152 in Georgia, and 10,988 votes in Arizona. 81,000 votes in an election with unprecedented opportunity for fraud between universal mail-in voting, ballot harvesting, and countless last-minute rule changes. The Arizona audits are supposed to be released soon. We don't know what that audit will say, but it's possible that it could expose real evidence of fraud in 2020. Now, if it does, that means that all of this chaos that you just heard about, all the illegal immigrants, the dead U.S. soldiers, the murders in our cities, and the racist filth in our schools is all happening because of an election that was fundamentally illegitimate. And that drives home, or should, the importance of making sure that we get our electoral system right now, so that this sort of election can never happen again. Someone knows that an awful lot about the numbers and mechanisms to get it right is Seth Keschel, former Army captain, military intelligence officer, one of General Flynn's captains. Seth, thank you for being here. You've been tracking and corroborating the abundance of evidence coming out of all 50 states. Is getting this right the most important thing that we can focus on as Americans right now?
Yes, Stu. Thanks for having me on. Now, I've told people all across the country that there are two key issues that set apart conservative candidates in the coming elections. And I hate to talk about coming elections when 2020 is really all that matters.
Right.
But election integrity and medical freedom. Without election integrity, without the assurance that our elections are legitimate and that the certified totals are accurate, then we have no reason to believe that we are headed for a better trajectory as Americans. You can look around right now at the Biden administration. Typically, when you have a scandal, you have anger that is a 50-50 anger or a 55-45 anger at best. Right now, with what's going on with Afghanistan and the lack of leadership, I'm not even going to say poor leadership, it's just completely absent leadership. This is a 75-25 level of anger. I'm very surprised by that. So we have the issues with the leadership in Afghanistan. We have the hatred of cancel culture. We have the absolute despisal of the medical police state. And then, of course, you have the poor economic indicators that are coming up. You're actually way past any sort of honeymoon phase that your uninvolved, not knowing citizen, somebody who's not up to date on the election issues, typically has. So this is a soft underbelly of this administration being exposed. So now imagine if the Arizona audit report reveals significant fraud or significant suspicion of fraud based on what comes out in the report. And imagine that you have, for the first time in the history of this country since 1796, when we had our first contested election, imagine if you have a state that went to the wrong winner in the Electoral College, what sort of anger that would bring about with the results that this current administration is pushing in for us.
I mean,
that's going to be a massive level of anger.
A complete loss of freedom, you know, universally in every aspect of one's life, particularly medical freedom, something that I don't think that we should even be debating. So it's a conversation I never thought that we would have. And the tyranny just continues to grow overwhelmingly as this so-called administration really buckles down. Nancy Pelosi talking about the 25th. There's obviously talks about a resignation, even an impeachment or criminal action as a result of this debacle that's happening in Afghanistan. Are you surprised that no higher ups in the military are resigning or stepping down as a result of this falling apart, dead soldiers, the loss of all of our equipment?
I'm not surprised. You may have seen Lieutenant Colonel Shuler of the Marine Corps with his video from LinkedIn a few days ago. He is a lieutenant colonel in the Marines who called out the poor military leadership on their decision-making in Afghanistan, because that tarnishes his service record. It tarnishes the service record of everyone who served in Afghanistan, whether it was their personal issue or not. That is something that we all hold dear as veterans. You know, we spent time, some of us sacrificed greatly in Afghanistan, especially those who lost friends or those who were wounded. To see the work that was put in over the course of two decades be squandered and thrown away like this is an embarrassment. It does not surprise me that those responsible for this failure will never admit fault or resign in disgrace, because that is what they are. They're opportunists and yes men who have been appointed to these positions. There are not enough people in military leadership, and definitely not in the leadership of this country, who have any courage to take responsibility for this and resign as they should. And you can look at other veterans. There's people who run around as veterans, you know, claiming some sort of mantle of authority, like Dan Crenshaw. Back to the issue with the elections. You know, he was spotted in Illinois recently saying that even if Arizona was fraudulent enough to have gone to Trump, then he would still need five other states.
Yeah.
That is not true. You need Georgia and Pennsylvania, or Georgia and Michigan, which Georgia's a slam dunk, and so are Pennsylvania and Michigan. So we have our political leaders who claim to uphold some sort of virtue, and they're not even knowledgeable enough about our electoral system to even chime in about it. And what they do is they push away those of us in the grassroots who are actually leading the charge for election integrity, something that actually matters for the future generations, not a war for a pile of rocks. And that is something to me that is very disgraceful, that they have absolutely wrecked our foreign policy objectives, which many disagree with, and they neglect our domestic issues.
I mean, doesn't it seem like that with everything that's happening here between, you know, the overrunning of violence in our cities, an absent border, the busing in and flying in of illegals from all over the place, unchecked, unvetted, untested for this world-ending plague, knowing that all of this goes away if we get this election right, if this thing was stolen and we get it right, why isn't the media talking about the one key issue that fixes all of it?
The media is fully engaged in the Cloward Piven strategy, which you see being executed at the border. So overrunning our nation's immigration infrastructure, overrunning our borders, is going to eventually require a solution that is going to basically give them the immigration reform that they want, which is permanent citizenship for these people who are here illegally. Also understand that when illegal immigrants come into the country, they count in the population totals, and they keep blue states that are hemorrhaging population from losing congressional representation. And this is something that is very unfair, and it disenfranchises the American voice in our vote. So the illegal immigration problem is a tremendous crisis. And what happens is illegal immigration happens. Nobody cares about it because there's cheap labor available, and cheap labor for Republican donors especially. But eventually an area becomes a cartel run wasteland. And you will see that in the course of a decade or so, in which an area becomes completely overrun with illegal immigration and eventually is run by cartels. So if the law and order ever fell out of the United States and we had a serious crisis or a fiscal crisis, you would probably see much of the country pretty much conquered by cartels like you have in Mexico. And this is a Cloward Piven strategy designed to influence our future immigration laws to guarantee citizenship to millions and millions and millions of desperately poor voters.
Specifically speaking on the audit, you've seen the numbers. You've seen a lot of numbers that I have not seen. Is there fraud in this election? Widespread enough to turn it over?
Is the Pope Catholic?
Okay, so then is there a mechanism in place to unseat this installed illegitimate administration?
So this is where things get difficult, and this is where a dose of reality is required. There are elections in this country that have been declared null and void after the fact, after the wrongful winner was seated and the rightful winner seated. Never before we had that with the presidency. So such a focal position, not only here, but worldwide. So should we prove the fraud in only three states, Arizona, Georgia, and Pennsylvania, or Michigan, or Wisconsin plus Nevada, then it is very clear watching the Trump administration's releases. Constantly talking about President Trump's releases. It is very clear watching his response to this and the constant mention of election fraud 10 months after the fact that they plan to mount a challenge to the election formally, and something you've never seen before. But it hinges on courts most likely being willing to do the right thing. And, you know, the Professor Clements has talked at length about this. He's the legal mind that is really somebody who can give a great opinion. But it would absolutely be unprecedented. But history is full of things that were once unprecedented. So this is why I never rule anything out. But I do caution people to understand that you're up against an entire network of corruption. The same people that threw out Texas versus Pennsylvania on so-called procedural grounds back in December, those are the same people that are going to hear any cases about the election. But we can't absolutely expose the truth of the election.
Just personally, and I really appreciate your expertise and the way that you hold it together, and you explain it like nobody else is capable of doing or hasn't yet on this program. But from a personal level, I mean, honestly, have you ever, Captain Keschel, ever seen or did you, would you, could you have ever imagined that the corruption was as filthy, as dark, and as deep, and as global as has now been exposed?
No, and they have no choice now but to be spotted out in public as what they are, the corruption. Look at Justin Trudeau's tour of Canada right now. It's turning into a complete debacle where he's being mocked by everybody everywhere he goes. So really, this country owes a deep gratitude for President Trump for pulling this out earlier than he would have. Now, had it not been for Donald Trump, they would have kicked the electoral votes around for the next 30 years until they drove this country into oblivion, swapping out parties. The Republican Party, the biggest applause line I've had in recent presentations or recent appearances that I've made is when I reference what I call the enemy inside the wire, which is the Rhino Republican Party. Look, we know who the Democrats are. They actually are much more honest than the Republicans are. They tell you how much they hate personal freedom and liberty and your ability, Stu, to produce this show and speak freely as you wish. The Republican Party that claims to support your worldview and your values and your rights, and the ones that continuously stab you in the back and appear like Dan Crenshaw with these phony outrages, and then he doesn't even want to acknowledge the results of the election. Those are the ones that are opposed to us truly, that absolutely must be removed from their offices.
At the end of the day, and real quick, I got about a minute left here. At the end of the day, with as dark as things seem right now, as hopeless and helpless as Americans see, I see a lot of Debbie Downers in my Telegram, all over the place, fatalists. What's your message to these people?
That stuff has to stop. I am not a sunshine pumper. I've never said any of the TikTok stuff or nothing can stop what is coming, but absolutely the morale killing needs to stop. Our tent is not big enough. We need more people on our side. So every day I have people, and it's not just people that are Trump enthusiasts. These are people that are white collar professionals, accountants, doctors, lawyers coming forward and saying, hey, I've never been a political person, but I'm tired of what I see. How do I get involved? So if these are the people coming into the social media channels every day and all they see is a bunch of conservatives and patriots whining and dooming and glooming, then they're going to stop wanting to be involved in that. So what you're doing is, if you feel negative, you need to keep that to yourself. But there are those of us out there who are pushing forward a message like you are, Stu, and those of us like these ladies on the ground in Pennsylvania, Audit the Vote. We're talking about Jen and Tony. These are people that are moms and dads and people that have everyday jobs that are out there pushing the fight for election integrity or fighting back against these school boards and their ridiculous mandates. And you cannot, if you're busy fighting one of these fights, you really don't have enough time or mental space to be negative. So the negativity has to stop. Optimism is there, but we need to bring solutions. And when we bring solutions, we can win.
Military intelligence is your forte. Former Army Captain Seth Keschel, thank you so much for being here. And I am, just so everybody knows, a general, a field general in the information war that's happening right now. That's why I'm here. I'm fighting, and I'm never going to cave. You won't see me Debbie Downing or having these fatalist messages in my Telegram. I can promise you that. We're going to fight.
I appreciate you, General Stu.
We're going to win. We are going to win this thing, seriously. And we're going to win it because we are the majority. These people are not scared of a virus. These people are scared of you. They are scared of we, the people. Remember that. They work for
us. That's right.
We can
fight. We're
going to
win. Keep the heart.
Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
You bet.
It's all intentional. The crime, the open borders, the filth, the fraud, the dead soldiers, the push for these vaccines, the New World Order, the Great Reset. It's all intentional, and we have to fight it. We're fighting it in every single arena. One man that's fighting it, he got fired for fighting against a tyrannical school board with this newly found power. He got fired by his woke boss. He didn't even have a kid in the school district standing up protecting your kids. And as a result of getting fired, he's been called by God. He has a new mission now, and he has formed the Vaccine Police. Go to vaccine-police.com. Christopher Key is his name. You can follow him in Telegram. I do. He documents all of his work. He's been down at the border documenting child sex trafficking. You can follow him in Telegram at Vaccine Police or go to his website, vaccine-police.com. Now, this guy needs your support. He has mine. And I went and I donated, and I donate whenever I can. I go to vaccine-police.com. If you have a buck, $5, $10, if you have $1 million and you're able to give it to him or feel so called to do so, please support his efforts. They are honorable. Go to vaccine-police.com. This is a PSA for me. This is something that I believe in. This is something that I do. Christopher Key is a friend of the show, and he's doing great things. Check it out for yourself. Go to vaccine-police.com, and if you feel so called, please donate whatever you can. Vaccine-police.com. More of The Stu Peters Show right now. Amazing stuff. We're watching video right now coming out of Canada. Justin Trudeau, the prime minister in that country, speaking in front of a small group, and that group just won't even let him talk There's this tweet we're looking at from True North Strong and Free. It reads, quote, Justin Trudeau, start packing. You betrayed every Canadian. Good riddance, because nobody likes your phony manipulation and lies. Canada is awake and we're pissed off at you for dividing our nation and then pretending you're the victim. I mean, you can't even hear the words that he's speaking, yet he continues on as people are being arrested. Look, here's a woman verbally objecting to being taken into custody by Trudeau's Gestapo. It looks like the people have absolutely had it. Joining us now is Chris Sky. Get his book, Just Say No. You can find it at realchrissky.com. Chris, has Canada just reached its boiling point now?
It's exactly as I predicted, Stu. I told everybody, as people start realizing that they're actually going to do the vax pass, as people start realizing they're going to lock us down again, as people start realizing they took double jab, they're going to take a triple jab, and they're still not going to get their freedom back, they're going to start to turn on the government. They're going to start to turn on the establishment. And what did the government do? And they didn't go and try to ease the people's minds. Instead, the government, especially in Canada, they're hosting a sham election. They basically tried to vaccine mandate every single industry, federal, private, students, airlines, everything they possibly could. And now he's traveling around the country trying to justify the idea to Canadians that if you're not vaccinated, you don't have your rights and freedoms. And as I predicted, that one thing, this vaccine passport, rather than going to be the thing that divides society and allows the government to implement their tyrannical control grid, it's going to be the thing that unites the people together, vaccinated or non, because everybody values their freedom. And that's what we're seeing right now. You should see the signs. The signs say commie. The signs say F Trudeau. And they're chanting things like F Trudeau. They're chanting things like, hey ho, Trudeau must go. He literally had to change multiple locations multiple times before just so he could try to get his own paid set up people there in advance, but people were still going there and outnumbering his people by hundreds. And it's even funnier because everyone knows I got arrested three days ago, and since then I had back-to-back-to-back rallies, three rallies, 3 days. And I went to the first one in Niagara Falls, and we had active duty firefighters pull over in the fire truck to congratulate me and to show support for the movement. In Windsor yesterday, we had thousands and thousands of people show up. It was their largest rally by far that they've ever had in Windsor, and the energy was absolutely incredible. And then today, I went to Collingwood, where I am right now. I just finished speaking, and we actually had active duty police officers in the crowd as protesters. Why? Because everybody is against this vaccine passport. Even our Toronto Police Union, the largest police union in all of Canada, has already come out against the mandates and against the vaccine passport. They're actually hosting their own protest at Toronto Police Headquarters on September 2nd. And I'm going to go there to show everybody that even though I get arrested and harassed by the police more than anybody, we still need to back them. We still need to support them. And they're still part of our community. And they're our frontline defense against this tyranny.
All right. So let me ask you a question. We see this stuff going on with Trudeau, where we see him speaking and this whole crowd pretty much is against him. Canadians as a populace, as a whole, looking back, what does the whole country say? Is the majority on the side of, you know, Chris Sky, freedom, just say no, unified noncompliance? Or is the majority a bunch of cucks that are bowing down and accepting this tyranny as it sweeps across the entire globe?
The majority of people were people that just thought they could get by keeping their head down and complying through this. Now they realize that that's not going to happen. My message has finally got through. So they're screwed. Well, look at Trudeau. When he shows up somewhere, he gets heckled by hundreds of people. When I show up somewhere, I get cheered by thousands of people. So what does that tell you? I couldn't even get to Windsor. I was getting people trying to pull us over on the highway to take pictures.
Well, and I want to comment on that because it sounds very similar to our presidential election leading up to the 2020 election in November. You had President Donald Trump at the time, 30, 40, 50, 60, 100,000 people that were trying to see him, thousands of people outside. And then Joe Biden, you have 12 little circles drawn on the ground. He could hardly fill those, and most of them worked for him. So it sounds very familiar to me. And then, of course, Joe Biden presumably wins the election, if everybody believes that. He's installed. The new regime is there. So what about the voting that happens there? Is anybody realistically opposing Trudeau? Do they have a chance to win, or is he going to steal it and run off with these machines?
The problem is Trudeau, people wouldn't have called an election if they didn't think he was going to have the support to win. He had another 2 years to destroy our country, so they wouldn't have taken this chance. There's the real issue is that not Trudeau is liked. It's that he doesn't have any competition. Who's going to beat him? Maxime Bernier didn't even get enough percentage in the polls to qualify for the debate. So obviously he has no chance, no matter how much people pretend to like him. O'Toole, he has no chance. He's a conservative, but people look at him as Trudeau light. And he's come out in the last few days with a wonderful business plan and come out against the vaccine passports, but it's not going to be enough. And everybody knows that NDP doesn't even really count because they have no chance, and all the other parties don't even need to be mentioned. So what's going to happen? Trudeau's going to win. Is he going to get a majority? Maybe not. But who cares? He's going to be in power. He's going to retain power. And we already know what's going to happen. Cases are going to rise. They're going to see the vaccinated getting sick. They're going to blame that on a new variant. They're going to call it like COVID-22 or a super strain or Delta Plus. And they're going to blame that on the unvaccinated. And they're going to try to use that to divide society and try to use that to implement the vaccine passport. And because we're telling everybody in advance, because we're preparing for it in advance, people are now ready for it. We're so ready for it. We have business groups already made in multiple provinces, businesses against the vaccine passport. The one in BC already has 100,000 businesses that pledge that they will not enforce vaccine passport. In Ontario, where I'm from, it's almost at 40,000. And in Quebec, right next door, it's at 90,000 businesses. That's already almost 30% of all the businesses in Canada that are still left alive after this lockdown that have pledged that they will not support these vaccine passports. And you're going to see that across a lot of private industries like the pilots and airline industry. You're going to see that in the frontline worker industry. These are people that are the heroes of society. They're the ones that stand up for themselves. So they're not going to just sit there and take a jab because the government told them to when they know it's not in their best interest. The government was good at getting 75% of the people. That's the sheep. That's the easy people. Now they got to deal with the last 25%, and we're not going to go down without a fight. In fact, we're not going to go down at all. So basically, their plan's going to get stopped right in its tracks, and we're already seeing the people turn on Trudeau in a drastic way. So how much more do you think they're going to turn on him when he wins a sham election that nobody believes, locks everybody down again with some bull, and then creates a vaccine passport system across Canada when virtually all the provinces here were saying they would never do such a thing?
It sounds like exactly what's going to happen here in the United States with this Administrator Biden. It sounds exactly like what's going on here, which is exactly what is going on in the UK, which is exactly what is going on in Australia and the entire West. Every single Western civilization country is dealing with this. You might as well what?
You might as well call it lockstep.
That's right. It is. It's unlawful, tyrannical, communist lockstep. The testing grounds are happening in Australia right now. They're trying it in the UK. They're trying it in your country, in Canada. They can't do it here. We have the Second Amendment. We have 450 million guns. We have 48% of the world's guns are right here in this country. So you mentioned something interesting to me, and I do have a couple of minutes left here, about 3 minutes. You mentioned something interesting. You said that there's no real opposition to Prime Minister, Communist-in-Chief Trudeau. So with that being said, you have also said, no, you're not running because you want the country to wake up and see what's going on their own. And so who and how does Canada build an opposition to fight Trudeau, a legitimate opposition that can really, truly oppose this guy?
Well, I already told everybody, we have to go through the three phases of United Noncompliance. And I'm talking fast because I know we don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
Phase one was the global awakening. That was 2020. Everybody woke up to the idea this is not about safety. It's about control. Phase two is taking action. And right now we got to take action against the vaccine passport. When we take action in United Noncompliance and we all just say no to that passport and that goes away, all the other mandates will go away. That will be the culmination of phase two, taking action as we get our rights and freedoms back. Then there can be a political solution. If people want me to run for prime minister, they can talk about it at that point. Once we've already had our rights and freedoms back, once we've already got our country back on track, then they can worry about a political solution that can A, safeguard us from ever having other lockdowns, and B, hold these people accountable, and C, restructure our country in a way that we can actually benefit for the people, by the people, because that's not what's happening right now. Right now, it's completely the opposite. We're benefiting the very small few, and we're destroying the lives of virtually the vast majority of the population. And now they came out with a thing. They want 100% vaccination rate for adults in Ontario.
It's just unachievable. 100%. It's not going to happen. They're going to have to come door to door. They're going to have to try to force people, and that's going to be a red line. It's going to go horribly for any government that tries to actually pin people down and stick them with a needle. Now with reports of Dr. Young coming out saying that he looked at this thing microscopically, all four different vials. They contain stainless steel, graphene oxide, and deadly parasites. I mean, are you kidding me? Come on. And when the word gets out on stuff like that, that people are just not having it. You can't force anybody to do anything, especially with the coercion that they're using right now about this secret ingredient that we have no idea. I mean, It blows my mind that people were tripping over each other, Chris, trying to fight physically to get to the front of the line to get jabbed with this unknown thing that has caused unprecedented amount of vaccine injury and death, more so than any other rollout in the history of our country without being pulled back. He's the author of the book, Just Say No. You can get it at therealchrissky.com, realchrissky.com. Unified Noncompliance, that's the moniker. And we've adopted it here, too. Stay well, brother. Good luck.
Love you, guys. Love you. I hope I'll be in the United States soon.
Well, you know, something that a lot of people aren't thinking about, all the people that are rising up, standing up, I'm just going to get fired. I'm not going to be forced. I'm not going to be coerced. Pilots, nurses, cops, all of these people are going to leave their jobs or they're going to say no, and they're going to ultimately end up getting fired. But at that point, what happens to their 401k? What happens to everything that they've ever worked hard for? Joining us now is Carlos Cortez. He is the independent fiduciary CEO and founder of Cortez Wealth Management. He's our in-house financial expert and a Stu Peters Show contributor. Carlos, thank you so much for being here.
You make an awesome point, Stu. You know, this is bigger than losing a job because of a communist strategy of mandating a vaccine. What it really does, it hurts not just our patriots that are standing for what they believe in, but it's also going to have a trickle-down effect on Social Security, which is already hurting. It's also going to have a bad effect on disability, and more importantly, it's going to hurt GDP. And so this is how you suppress the American growth, is firing people for no daggone reason. Now, I'm a man of solutions, you know that, Stu. So what you need to do is you need to call your employer. If you're facing a threat of, you know, getting fired, you need to call your employer ASAP, your human resource department. Last year, there was a Corona aid where you can take out $100,000 to borrow against your 401k. But if you've lost your job, the first thing you need to do is don't panic. Don't panic. You need a financial plan, and that financial plan needs to go over your expenses, what expenses you need to take out that you can afford not to have. Maybe you don't go to Starbucks every day. And then we need to put it in a Monte Carlo plan where we run 100,000 simulations. And if your money, including inflation, taxes and everything, if your money lasts through, you know, like a 08 event, then you know you're doing good. The second thing is when you find out your expenses and you want to roll over your IRA, you want to purchase at least on a good portion of your money to de-risk. I like insurance contracts. You know, like I said, David Beckham insured his ankles. J-Lo insured her butt. You know, why aren't you insuring your most valuable thing, which is your retirement? So we need to get a good portion of your money insured. And then in a combination with a good money manager that has artificial intelligence protection on the downside, I'm talking about hiring money managers that know how to day trade and they see all the manipulation happen and they follow Joe Biden and his corrupt money flows. And so a combination of having a financial plan, hiring the right advisor, our citizens are going to be all right because we already planned. So it's nice to say we don't fear the pandemic. We don't fear the crash. We plan for it.
Yeah. Not only do we not fear it physically, because we know that this thing boasts a survival rate of 99.989%. If you're a healthy person, you're going to be under the weather for a while. I was last week. I got that Zelenko protocol, ivermectin. Felt great, feel great now, back to 100%. I'm pretty sure that's what I had. I don't know for sure because I won't get tested. But This is going to test you in every way imaginable. Not only is it going to test your testicular fortitude, are you going to stand tall with your shoulders rolled back and your head held high and say, no, I'm not going to be forced into this, especially knowing that this thing could be extremely dangerous or deadly. Final question. Sure. I got about a minute left. We're coming up on the fall now. We're going to see a lot more of this antibody-dependent enhancement. People are going to be getting really sick. We're also going to see the crypto craze coming. Are you seeing it already?
Yeah, I actually have been reading up on, you know, financial resets too. And what's interesting is, whether you realize it or not, Ethereum kind of brought out the technology. Bitcoin was a pioneer of just crypto in general, opened up a lot of new worlds, a new realm in the money space. But there is another crypto that's actually trying to decentralize. So meaning they're trying to be the central bank of crypto. And if that happens, you can see a massive, massive surge in that particular Olympus is the name, OHM. You can look it up, but they're already engineers designing a new central bank in the crypto space. It's unreal.
You can get a hold of this guy. You know, you seem to have a plan for a whole lot of things. The great thing about doing business with Carlos Cortez, number one, is you're avoiding the communist influence of the big box chains, the big box financial advisor firms, and the huge conglomerate banks. Not manipulated by Wall Street. Wall Street is manipulated by this supposedly installed regime who is, we all know, to be sold out to the CCP. The CCP is directly controlling your financial advisor if you're doing business with one of those big box chains. I'm sorry to tell you, you're doing business with a communist. So do business with this guy instead. Go to CortezWM.com. That's his direct website. Or you can sign up for one of his free classes at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Again, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Give him a call in the office, 813-448-3446. Until tomorrow, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way that you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid that radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!